Recently published FBI records, accessible to the public for the first time thanks to the Freedom of Information Act, reveal a detailed criminal investigative analysis that was done by their offices in the 1980s. Examining all information, victimology and victim profiles, medical examiner's findings, crime and crime scene analysis, offender traits and characteristics, and more, the FBI have attempted to paint a portrait of who the Ripper may have been. Many of their conclusions match behaviors and attributes of some Ripper suspects, and although they don't give us a positive identification, it is fascinating to hear their assessment of the killer and what kind of person he may have been. We will now read a small paragraph of information concluded on by the FBI after their criminal investigative analysis. Should you wish to hear the analysis in full, there's an optional clip that you can play after this. White male, late 20s, early 30s. Obvious misogynistic views and a deep-seated hatred of women. From a broken home, abandoned by a father and left with an overly sexual or physically aggressive mother or other strong female family member. Likely lived in Whitechapel and in full-time employment. Suffered from some sort of an impediment, such as speech or a limp. Likely have been picked up by police and interviewed about the Ripper case at least once, if not twice, and was likely to have been known by his victims. If you would like the in-depth version of the FBI analysis, simply play the clip after this.